Forecast for today, mainly sunny, high near the mid-70s. The Fund for Lake Michigan is going to help to pay for a comprehensive engineering study of the aging Horlick Dam on the Root River in Racine, a $100,000 grant. The Wisconsin DNR declaring the 180-year-old dam no longer meets flood safety standards and either has to be repaired or removed by 2024. Fund for Lake Michigan Executive Director Vicki Elkin says taking out this outdated dam would allow the Root River to run freely into Lake Michigan and open up thousands of acres of native fish habitat, while adding, "We're eager to see what the experts say." Another Fund for Lake Michigan grant going to the city of Kenosha to make significant upgrades to Simmons Beach. That would include native vegetation, sand dunes, porous pavement in place of existing asphalt to reduce contaminated runoff into the lake. And the Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Kenosha gets a grant that to restore wetlands on some new land that was acquired, also stabilizing four crumbling ravines along the south branch of the Pike River. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night unanimously approving a contract with Terracon for an engineering study of the bluff erosion on the Lake Michigan shoreline and to develop a stopgap measure until the Army Corps of Engineers can come up with a more permanent solution. Public Works Manager Steve Hout telling the Board of Trustees Terracon will also come up with the cost of the temporary measures. The study, to include the area from Graceland Avenue to the old fire station and two village dead-end streets and private property in between.
We would have to span that distance between the two, because if we did not, it'd be detrimental. It would cause more problems for residential neighborhoods because of those implementations most likely would cause erosion outside that.
Trustee Sonny Haven saying something has got to be done, even if it is just temporary.
So at any rate, it's something that needs to be done, and we're hoping that the Army Corps does come on board, but that can be years, as we did with the Pike River. It took about 3 years of work, red tape, and they finally came on board. So hope is that they will come on board. In the meantime, we do need to do something down there to protect the roads, protect the people.
The Army Corps of Engineers agreeing to study the bluff erosion, but with no timeline. Terracon expected to have its report to the board in about 6 weeks. Pleasant Prairie's Plan Commission approving site and operational plans for a new 7,200-square-foot multi-tenant retail building and 76th Street, the 9100 block, within the Prairie Ridge development. This new retail building to accommodate up to three retail tenants. It's going to be called Prairie Edge. No tenants have been identified at this point. Racine Unified's Park High School, a pretty good history of producing star football players, and because of that, the Panther Hall of Fame has been created, the inaugural class to be formally inducted with a 5:30 p.m. July 8th banquet at Roma Lodge. The class of 2017 is Mike Hammes, a 1961 graduate, Ross Christensen, a 74 grad, Jeff Lucan, who graduated in 1978, Jerry Woods, a 1984 graduate who went on to play in the NFL with the Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers, Kevin Berry, also a Packer from the class of 97, and John Clay, a star at Wisconsin from 2007. General admission tickets, $35, from the Park High School Activities Office and Sports Fantasy at 1351 Lathrop Avenue. The effort to find the identity of a man discovered dead along the Soo Line tracks on the west side of the village of Pleasant Prairie more than 20 years ago is continuing today. A new tool, facial reconstruction.
The man's body was discovered in August of 1993 by a photographer walking along the tracks. The body was in an advanced state of decomposition, and an autopsy, forensic anthropology exam, a forensic dental exam, and a reconstruction of the man's tattoo failed to help with his identity. In January of 2009, information was entered into the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, still without results. In December of 2014, Pleasant Prairie Police submitted the man's skull to the University of North Texas Center for Human Identification for additional tests that revealed the man was between 40 and 60 years old and possibly have Hispanic, Native American, or Caucasian ancestry, or a combination of the three. Now, through the Michigan State Police Biometrics and Identification Division, a facial reconstruction of the man is available. Photos of the reconstruction are on the Pleasant Prairie Police Department's webpage, and anyone with information is urged to contact the PPPD or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha's Community Health Center, with a mobile medical unit that begins to serve Racine, beginning with a press briefing at 2 this afternoon outside of Knapp Elementary School on 17th Street. The Aurora Healthcare Center's Better Together Fund providing $500,000 for this mobile med unit. It'll visit locations in the community with medically underserved residents. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supports the recommendation of Green Golf Partners from Danville, Indiana, to take over lease and management operation of the city's three golf courses once the current contract with Public Golf Associates ends at the end of this year, PGA deciding to end that relationship. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper said the only bids received were from Billy Casper Golf and Green Golf Partners. The evaluation panel, she said, included Park and Rec Director Tom Molbeck and other city staff, as well as some local golfers, and they came to a unanimous conclusion.
The criteria was based on their cost proposal that they presented to us, experience and qualifications, financial responsibility, personnel credentials, and just overall responsiveness and compliance to the RFP requirements. Both companies really were solid. They were really good companies.
She indicated that this company did some impressive work with the New Berlin Hills Golf Course, which was a past qualifier for the PGA Tour's Greater Milwaukee Open.
They've done a really great job up in New Berlin, which is a great example of taking a golf course that hasn't really performed as well as it could have and turning it around. And I think that example kind of brought us over to their side. They're a little smaller than Billy Casper Golf was the other company that had responded. We felt that Green Golf Partners had a larger presence in the Midwest, and their people would be more available to us because of that.
The city to receive 7.5% of the combined gross revenue to operate Shoup, Johnson, and the Washington Park courses, as well as 5% of all the revenue over the $1.6 million mark. The Common Council gets that recommendation next week. Public's invited to a continued discussion about developing Racine's North Beach, starting at 5:30 this evening at the Lakefront Festival Hall. The agenda to include a presentation of ideas such as public programming, amenities, environmental stewardship, along with access and parking, to name a few. The Great Water Alliance with a series of open house get-togethers to discuss how Lake Michigan water is going to be piped into the city of Waukesha, then returned to the lake via the Root River through Racine County. The open houses begin this evening in Franklin, the second in Muskego tomorrow evening, and then in New Berlin Thursday, all beginning at 5:30 p.m. In Caledonia, the seniors apparently have a new place to meet. They'd been using the East Side Community Center, but with the completion of the new Village Hall, that building is going to be sold in the near future, and there's apparently no suitable place in the new building for them to meet. Village President Bob Bradley telling the Community Development Authority the group took a look at the facilities out at Joint Park, Caledonia Mount Pleasant Park as it's known, and they liked what they saw.
I know Larry McCallum met with all the seniors. They went out to Franksville Park, and they like it. So,
good. Okay, good.
Yeah, so that has been done. The communication channel is open.
Trustee Ed Willing is on the Park and Recreation Commission. He said eventually the seniors may be able to use the community center that's proposed for Crawford Park next to the Village Hall. By the way, Bob Bradley mentioned that the village may work to take full control of Caledonia Mount Pleasant Park, says it's been difficult to get funds from Mount Pleasant for work that's needed on the building at that facility. And the Red Onion Cafe, which is part of Johnson Financial Group, and the Johnson Outdoors Retail Store, both located in the Johnson Building, opposite Monument Square in downtown Racine. Today, they're celebrating that building's 15th anniversary with a sales competition between the two, the money going to the United Way of Racine County. The one-time vacant land, years after demolition of the Motor Inn and the Venetian and Rialto Theaters, came alive under the leadership of the late Sam Johnson, with construction that began in the year 2000, a project spurring other development efforts downtown. It's now at 555 Main Street, that address the world headquarters of both Johnson Financial Group and Johnson Outdoors. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee going to be meeting this evening to consider creating a $500,000 line of credit for unspecified economic development projects. County Board has met the last 2 weeks in closed session to discuss multi-site economic development opportunities, which is also on tonight's Executive Committee agenda. But the committee is also being asked to allow the transfer of that $500,000 from the unreserved general fund balance to create the line of credit available to the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, that to cover expenses related to economic development projects. The committee's meeting in open session to discuss the fund transfer. If it's approved, then the proposal goes to the full county board. The county board is meeting this evening. It could have final approval on that issue. Wisconsin, of course, reportedly in the running for that Foxconn manufacturing facility, as are the states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. There's another committee of the whole meeting at 6:30 tonight in the city of Racine for the Common Council, along with the Redevelopment Authority. Again, it's on the proposed multi-use event center for the lakefront. Last week involved information about the site and the facility from the Phase 1 study. This evening, City Administrator Jim Palahniuk says this is going to be about the numbers.
Cost of this building, what affects that cost, how to go about financing, what is the optimal model, are there other kinds of models, what are the burdens attached to those models, etc.
Palahniuk adding to the alderman recently that projects like this are place-based. They require a process for consideration.
A lot more about what you're going to be seeing, what we propose as a process, is a lot more decision points where you'll reach that if certain things happen, then other things might be able to move forward, and if not, then in effect might stall it or end the project.
Tonight's meeting, again focusing in on the gathering of information about the proposed event center as well as the hotel and the financial model and partnership's potential. A possible recommendation could go to the full council from a July 6th meeting, but the all-important go-no-go decision on the event center project not expected until December. Kenosha Unified School Board meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. That'll be at the Educational Support Center. Among the items on the agenda, discussion, possibly action on an integrated library media technology plan, adoption of the National Coalition of Core Art Standards, and renewal of the contracts for the Harborside Academy and Dimensions of Learning charter schools. In Sturtevant, the Finance and Budgetary Committee has a special meeting coming up at 3:30 this afternoon. That'll be at the Municipal Building, at least to start. It's an agenda that's focused on security at the train depot and the parks. The committee is scheduled to visit each affected location to assess potential placement of security cameras. Then it'll be a closed session to discuss the cameras, followed by an open session at which the group may take some action. And Kenosha's Lincoln Park Lagoon, targeted for dredging starting in August. Anywhere from a foot to 6 feet of contaminated soil to be removed, not to mention all the debris that litters the bottom. The City Council approving a $419,000 contract with a Caledonia company for the work. The Kenosha News indicates the Lincoln Park Lagoon was maybe last dredged back in the 1970s. There is a disc golf course at Lincoln Park. City officials say that will not be affected. WRJN newscasts are available in podcast form throughout the day. Go to our webpage, wrjn.com, look in the local news section. Also throughout the day, at WRJN News, that gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.